Aladdin and the Magic Lamp. Once upon a time, in a faraway land in the east, there lived a poor boy. His name was Aladdin. He was a very good-hearted boy. He lived with his mother and worked hard to earn their living. One day, he left home to sell fruit in the market. On his way, he came across a man. He was a strange man with a beard and dark eyes. The man was holding a gold coin in his hand. He showed it to Aladdin and said, "Hello, young boy. Would you like to win this gold coin?" "A gold coin?" said Aladdin. "Of course, I'd like to have it."
"Do you see the rock over there?"
the man asked Aladdin.
"There is a hole under it, and I want you to go down the hole," he said. "I'll tell you what to do there."
Aladdin thought that it was easy to do it and accepted the man's offer. They pushed the rock away and the hole appeared under it. When Aladdin went through the hole, he saw a very narrow ladder. He climbed down the ladder and reached the bottom. It wasn't so dark inside the cave because there was an old lamp there. He couldn't believe his eyes because the cave was full of precious stones, gold and treasure. While he was looking around, he suddenly heard the man's scary voice.
"Lamp, do you see the lamp? Take it and bring it to me."
"There is a lot of treasure here. Why does he just want this old lamp?" thought Aladdin. While he was climbing up the ladder with the lamp in his hand, the man started to yell,
"Give me that lamp, quickly!"
Aladdin didn't trust this strange man. "First, let me get out of here," he said.
"No, give me the lamp first, or you'll stay here forever,"
the man said. Aladdin understood that this man wasn't a good man. "No, first I want to get out," he said again. The man got very angry and started to push the rock back. At that moment, he dropped his ring into the hole. After a little effort, he closed the hole and left Aladdin there. Aladdin saw the man's ring on the floor. He picked it up and put it on his finger. All of a sudden, the cave started to shake with a terrible noise, and a giant came out of it. Aladdin looked at the giant in fear.
"How may I serve you, my master? Wish for anything you want. But don't forget, you only have 3 wishes,"
the giant said. "I wish to go home right now," said Aladdin. After a few seconds, Aladdin found himself back at home. He told his mother the whole story. "I couldn't get any gold from the cave, just this old lamp," he said. Aladdin started rubbing the lamp to clean it, and in a few seconds, the room was filled with the fumes from the lamp, and an enormous genie came out.
"Thank you very much, my lady. I have been in this lamp for years, and I was really bored in it. Wish for anything you want. Now, tell me your wish, my master."
Aladdin and his mother were shocked, and they kept looking at the genie.
"Tell me your wish, my master,"
the genie said again. "Well then, bring us something to eat," said Aladdin. All at once, a table appeared in front of them, with different kinds of food, fruit and drinks. They were all very delicious. From that day on, Aladdin and his mother started to live a comfortable and rich life. All their wishes started to come true with the help of the genie. Years passed like this. One day, while Aladdin was walking in the market, he saw Princess Jasmine, the Sultan's daughter. He fell in love with her at first sight. He immediately went home and told about the beautiful princess to his mum. His mum was very excited to hear that his son was in love with a girl. She told the genie to prepare a chest of gold and she took it to the palace. "I've got a present for the Sultan. I'd like to see him," she said to the guards. The Sultan loved presents, so he told the guards to take her in. Aladdin's mother told the Sultan about her son's feelings for the princess.
"Is your son rich enough to marry a princess? He should show me how wealthy he is," the Sultan said. "If he wants to marry my daughter, he should send me 40 slaves. Each slave should bring a chest full of gold."
Aladdin's mother went back home and told Aladdin about her meeting with the Sultan. Aladdin was happy with the news. He rubbed the lamp in excitement, and the genie appeared.
"Tell me your wish, my master," said the genie.
Aladdin told him the things the Sultan wanted. The genie clapped his hands 3 times, and 40 slaves carrying chests of gold appeared in front of the house. Next day, when the Sultan saw all of them in front of the palace, he was really impressed.
"Wow, Aladdin must be very rich," he thought.
He called Aladdin and said,
"I want my daughter to live in a very big palace. This is the last thing I want from you."
Aladdin rubbed the lamp once again and told the Sultan's wish to the genie. After the genie clapped his hands 3 times, a big, wonderful palace appeared next to Aladdin's house. Then Aladdin showed the palace to Sultan.
"Now I'll let you marry my daughter," said the Sultan.
Aladdin and Jasmine got married with a wonderful wedding. Aladdin was the happiest man in the world, with a lot of wealth and a beautiful wife. He didn't say anything about the genie to anyone, even to Jasmine. One day, while a salesman was passing by Aladdin's palace, he started to yell,
"Old lamps, I buy and sell old lamps. I buy all the old things."
The salesman was actually the bad man who left Aladdin locked in the hall alone. Jasmine heard the man and thought, "I can change the old lamp with a new one. Aladdin will be happy to have a new lamp." She gave the salesman the magic lamp and got a new one.
"Aha! Now the lamp is in my hands."
He rubbed the lamp and ordered the genie,
"Take this palace and Jasmine to a faraway land."
The genie clapped 3 times and the palace was gone. When Aladdin returned home, he was shocked. He couldn't see the palace and he understood that they were in very big trouble. Then he remembered the ring he found in the cave. As soon as he put it on his finger, the giant appeared.
"Wish for anything you want, but don't forget, you only have 2 wishes left," said the giant.
"Take me to my palace," Aladdin said.
And the moment he finished his words, he was in the palace. After a few minutes, he saw Jasmine. She was very sad. She was serving the evil men with tears in her eyes. The lamp was in the men's hands. Aladdin put the ring on his finger once again. The giant appeared and said,
"Wish for anything you want, but don't forget, you only have 1 wish left."
"Make that man go in a very deep sleep," said Aladdin.
When the men fell asleep, Aladdin ran next to his wife. Jasmine got very happy when she saw Aladdin. He told Jasmine the whole story
and Jasmine was surprised when she learned all the facts. Aladdin rubbed the lamp and the genie came out.
Tell me your wish, my master, said the genie.
Take this evil man to a faraway place. I don't want to see him again, said Aladdin. The evil men suddenly disappeared. Aladdin turned to the genie again and told him his next wish. Take us and the palace back, genie. The palace flew in the sky and landed back next to Aladdin's old house. Aladdin's mother was very happy when she saw them again. Aladdin lived with his mother and Jasmine happily ever after.